Monday, 9 May 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We are in 1 Peter chapter 4, and we're also in 1 John chapter 4, and God willing, we'll soon be moving over into 1 Corinthians chapters 12 and 13. Father, do bless us with thy word, and may this wonderful, wonderful love of God that we're reading about, thy love, dear Lord, not just be theory to us, but be practiced to us. Oh, Father, thank you that you so love this world, you love the ungodly likes of us, that you are willing to give thine only begotten Son. We thank thee. We thank thee that we love thee because thou dost first love us, didst first love us. In Jesus' precious name, amen. For those of you who have been with us some time, you know we actually have been looking at the church in Philadelphia and what a great testimony that church had. They were not a strong people, and yet they had been faithful to God. They had kept the word of his grace. They had been faithful to him. And this is what we want to do. We want to be faithful, especially in the midst of suffering. And that took us over to 1 Peter chapter 4. And in 1 Peter chapter 4, we're told that we're not to think it strange concerning the fiery trial that's to try us as though some strange thing happened to us. And then in the first part of the chapter, the Spirit of God leads Peter to give the Lord Jesus Christ himself as an example for suffering. And in the midst of teaching about suffering, he brings something that's really paramount to our attention, 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 8. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Or, above all things, have a fervent love of God among yourselves, for God's love shall cover the multitude of sins. We've been looking at several scriptures concerning this, and that has brought us to one of the two chapters given over to the love of God and love for the brethren, which is 1 John chapter 4. And on our last broadcast, we were looking at verse 19. And again, Father, please bless us with thy precious, thy holy word, we pray in Jesus' name. And oh, dear God, this wonderful love that we're reading about, may we know it in reality by practicing it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. Oh, the grace that drew salvation's plan, oh, the grace that brought it down to man, oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Dear friend, it was his love for us that would cause him to give his Son. It was the Lord Jesus Christ's love for us that would cause him to come to this world. It was the grace of his grace, it was God's grace that would extend his love to us. And because he has extended his love to us, we can now love him because he first loved us. And on the last broadcast, we were looking at this great truth. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? I shared with you on the last broadcast situation regarding my two brothers. One's in glory now. The other one's still faithful, pastoring over in Aden, North Carolina, Brother Stan Wingard, Community Baptist Church. And oh, how blessed I have been to have these two men for brothers, Doug and Stan. But Doug, before Doug got saved, he let me know after he got saved that he had literally hated me. But when God saved him, and he became the recipient of God's love and God's salvation, may our wonderful Lord be praised that he not only loved God, but he loved his brother also. I know the truth whereof I'm reading to you from here in 1 John chapter 4, because I've had the privilege to experience it myself. Not only to receive God's love and salvation, be able to love him, but to see a brother come to know Christ as his Savior, and then his love not only reach out to God that saved him, but reach out to his brother, yea, to his brothers as well. Now, the last verse of this chapter, verse 21, "And this commandment we have from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also." Now, you know, God didn't say in verse 21, "I've got a suggestion for you." No, he said, "This is a commandment." He said, "And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also." And so we have seen that God has given us the greatest of all examples in that he gave his own son in John chapter 3 and verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Solomon wrote, "Hatred stirreth up stripes, but love covereth all sins," in Proverbs 10:12. Jesus Christ said that love is our identification mark in John chapter 13 and verses 31 through 35. "Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you, you shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another." He didn't say that men would know that you are my disciples if you are great scholars. He didn't say men shall know that you are my disciples. Men shall know you are my disciples if you are great preachers. He didn't say that men shall know you are my disciples if you are great orators. But he said, "By this shall all know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another." And then Paul writes with the pen of inspiration in Romans 12 that we are to be kindly affection one to another. Verse 10, "Be kindly affection one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. That's after we're exhorted, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good." And we're to love not only in deed, but in truth as well. In 1 John 3 and verse 18, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." And our Lord Jesus Christ expands this to not only a love for the brethren, but to love our enemies as well. In Matthew chapter 5 and verses 43 through 48, "Ye have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have ye? For if you love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Well, God helping us, we're going to be moving now from 1 John chapter 4, and we're going over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and just a brief synopsis of that chapter, and then into 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is known as the love chapter, another of the love chapters in the Bible. In the meantime, dear friend, let me say, I hope you know the love of God in your heart. I hope you have received God's love that drew salvation's plan, his love that brought it down to man. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you have trusted him as your Savior. And if you are saved, I hope that the one identifying mark that's so important to identify us as a child of God, I hope that in all of our lives, this birthmark is predominant. That is, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples if you have love one for another. Father, grant that it be so, we do pray. Thank you for your love to us. And thank you for giving us love in our heart to thee, for thee and for others. We pray in Jesus Christ, our blessed Lord and Savior's name. Amen. Been good to be with you for another broadcast. If you can, please join us as we continue on. Let me ask you to be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Please join us next broadcast if you can.